He is here. He is here to break the yoke and lift the heavy burden. He is here. He is here to heal the hopeless and bless the broken.
Hello. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good night, people of God.
Good night,
amen.
Saints.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
May I pray in the name of Jesus.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me a minute, please.
Father, we bless your name. We honor you tonight. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We honor your name, Jesus, because you are great and greatly to be praised. We exalt you, Lord Jesus, from the rising of the sun till the going down the same. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift you on high. Can we join in worshiping if you can? Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We bless
Thank
your
you,
name,
Jesus, for
Jesus.
your presence.
We give you praise,
Hallelujah.
Honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We exalt your name because
Jesus.
You are worthy. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your patience, people of God. Indeed, it is a privilege and an honor, a great opportunity for us to be here one more time. Yeah. In the land of the living. Hallelujah. God has been faithful to us. So many people have not made it. You know, I lost my mom 6 months ago, and many of the people who were at the funeral are not here with us after 6 months. So when we are here and we're privileged to be worshiping the Lord, let us not be silent. Let us make the commitment for this opportunity to come in His presence, to feast at His table. Hallelujah, Jesus, and to fulfill His promises. Hallelujah, on this earth. And tonight, I'm not going to have devotion, but I just want to read this line of Psalm 97. Praise the Lord. It says, the Lord reigns. A few lines, rather. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of the earth. Hallelujah. What a God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh my God, I am just in awe. And the closer I get, the more I see, and the more I love him, is the more I want to know him. And tonight I encourage us, just open our hearts, open our minds, open our spirits, despite whatever is happening around us, because that's how the enemy is. He will always try to frustrate us and to prevent us from hearing the word of God, because he knows the growth that will take place in our lives. But tonight we are intentional. In the name of Jesus. And now I open up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that you are welcome. Hallelujah. We welcome the Holy Spirit. We thank you for being here for those who are first-time visitors. And now I'll hand over to Sister Shernette, who will be leading us in devotion, and then over to Elder Edwards, hallelujah, who will be feeding us tonight in the name of Jesus. Sister Shernette.
Good night, everyone. Good night. I greet you all in the mighty name of
Night,
Jesus. Excuse me for
greetings, sis. Good night,
not
sis.
turning on my camera. The lighting is not so bright, but I'll continue. I am giving God thanks for this opportunity to be gathered here tonight. It's really a privilege.
Wow, so
It's
full,
really a
man.
privilege to be among God's people. And so tonight, as I do the
Short
devotion,
before this,
I hope
before I
you
talk, Marshall,
are hearing me.
take the smoke off here.
I
Listen.
think somebody's microphone is open. All
Yes, sis,
right,
we hear
thank you. All
you.
right, so, all right, wonderful. So as I was saying, I'm giving God thanks to be here. And as the opportunity is given to do the devotion tonight, I just want to encourage us tonight from the book of 1 Corinthians. Now, tonight, I just want to say to us, including myself, let us keep running. You know, as I sat here this evening and the thought came to me, keep running. And so I just thought I'd share the same with all of us tonight. Keep running. And there's a little song that says, I'm running. I'm running, my running days will soon be over. I'm running, I wanna make it in a hurry, just wanna make it on the other side. So I encourage us tonight, let us keep running. In spite of the situation, in spite of what we might be going through temporarily, let us keep running because there is a greater prize awaits us. So this evening, I'll be sharing from the book of 1 Corinthians. So that's 1 Corinthians 9, reading from verses 24 through to 27. And it says here, Know he not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that he may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Give God thanks for that portion of scripture tonight. Keep running. Paul was encouraging the believers that they were in a race, and we all know what a race is and what it's about. in the physical, or we say the temporary life, when we are running a race, we do everything necessary. When we first, we know that we are going to be in a race, so we make all the preparation to be in a race. And so Paul was encouraging the believers, just as though we have a temporary race, so is it that we have the spiritual race. And as Christians, we are in a race. And so just as the athletes, they train, they do whatever it is to ensure that they obtain a prize at the end of the race. And so is it as Christians. We need to understand that we are in a race and need to obtain the prize. And so there's a reward. So every step, every action that we do, let it be purple. Because when we go into the physical race, we have Bless the Lord.
I'm not hearing you, Sister Charnette. You're on mute.
All right, are you hearing me now?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Wonderful, sorry about that. So, as I was saying, being in a race, we enter the race with purpose. We enter the race to come out successful. We enter the race to obtain a prize. And that is the same thing Paul was saying to the believers, that when we race, we should enter the race with purpose. So being in a race, let us be focused. In this Christian race, we want to be focused because there are so many things here to distract us. So many things here to have our attention. But we want to keep our eyes on the prize. We want to know that we want to understand that there is a crown that is awaiting us. And if we are focused, if we run this race, run the race with patience, because another scripture said that he that endures to the end, right? So being in the race, we need to run it to the very end so we can receive what is ours. Let us be focused, as I was saying before. Let us keep our eyes on the prize. Let us have that determination that we are going to complete our race. And being in the race, we don't want to have anything that qualify us from the race. In the physical race, when the athletes are preparing, they are going to ensure that whatever it is that they are doing, it is in line with laws, right? And so let us be steadfast. Let us continue to run. Let us keep running. There is so many things right now to stop us from running our race. There are times when we get weary. There are times when we feel like I can't do it anymore. There are times when we feel like, God, where are you in this race? But he is right there. And as believers, I don't want us to give up. Let us continue to run with faith. Let us continue running and putting our trust in God, that when we are that even when we are not seeing the finish line, let us continue to run, because the ultimate prize is there. The crown is there. The eternal life is there awaiting us. That is a far greater reward than we can think of. When these athletes here are running, they're running for the gold medal, the silver medal. Right? They're running for their medal. And so in the Christian race, we are running for our eternal life, right? The imperishable crown that awaits us. And so, saints, let us keep running. Let us keep running because we don't know when our race will come to an end. And if we don't reach the finish line, then what is going to happen? So encourage us tonight, in spite of what it is, in spite of how we feel, in spite of what is happening around us, given the fact that we have passed through this terrible hurricane. Let us not stop. Let us keep running. Let us keep pushing ahead. Let us keep trusting God that He is on this journey with us. He is on this. We might get discouraged, but let us not give up. The very persons who are around us that we might tend to lean on to, sometimes they themselves might be discouraged. But let us pluck courage and keep running. And as the songwriter said, I am running because what my running days will soon be over. But we want to make it on the other side. Bless the name of Jesus. We want to
Hallelujah.
make it on the other side because it makes no sense we stop. No, another songwriter said, I've come this far by faith.
Oh, Jesus.
So, given the fact that we have come this far by faith, let us continue. Let us not turn aside. Let us keep running. Our running days, bless the name of Jesus, will soon be over. Let us keep running, saints of God. Let us keep running. And as I talk to you tonight, I'm talking to myself because there are days and I feel like I don't know if this running is making any sense. I don't feel like I don't know if it will be worthwhile. But tonight I am encouraged to keep running because I just want to make it on the other side. We just want to make it on the other side. So as we continue on this journey, as we continue our individual race, let us keep the goal inside. Let us keep the prize inside because it will be worth it all. Jesus, praise his holy name. And so as I close out this session, I just want to pray before I hand over to our leaders. Bless the name of Jesus. Presence tonight. I really thank you, God, for who you are, and come and cry, Abba, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have brought us to this point as a family, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, to read your word, oh God, to be encouraged by each other, oh God. And so I want to thank you for this medium. I want to thank you, God, for this family. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, and as children of God, as we continue on our journey, God, we pray that you may go ahead of us. I pray that you may lead us, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, songwriter, where you may lead me, I will go, where I will learn to trust him. So, oh, God Almighty, help us to trust you as you lead us on our journey. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to trust you, God, as we run this race. Oh, God Almighty, help us to look to you, God Almighty, when we get cast down, when we get tired, oh God, help us to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, oh God, because we must complete our spiritual race, oh God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, because we want to make it, God, oh, on the other side. I pray tonight that you may strengthen your people, oh God Almighty. I pray, oh God Almighty, that we look to you, God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. When I am weak and weary, Almighty God, you, Jehovah, can sustain us, you can strengthen us, oh God. And so I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as I lift up your people before you tonight, oh God, help us to keep running. Help us, Almighty God, not to back out. Oh, God Almighty, help us not to look who is ahead or who is behind us or who is beside us. Oh, help us, Almighty God, to stay focused in this Christian race. Oh, God Almighty, the enemy with so many distractions. Oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that he can possibly do, Almighty God, to distract us, that is what he's doing. But help us, Almighty God, to keep our mark us. Oh, God Almighty, help us to keep our mind stayed on thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight that you may cover us, oh God. I pray that you may remove the scales from our eyes so we can see, Almighty God, oh, the prize that is awaiting us, oh God. I pray tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you may help us, oh God, never to stop running, oh God. Oh, God Almighty, but to keep on running, Almighty God. Oh, running in this race, Almighty God. Because we want to make it on the other side. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Oh, God Almighty, I pray that you remember, Almighty God, our individual families as well, oh, God. Many of them are looking to us, oh, God, to see, Almighty God, if we continue to run this race. Oh, God, so help us, Almighty God, to play our part. Oh, God Almighty, so we can encourage others so that they can come in this Christian race, oh, God, and run, Almighty God, for the crown that is awaiting us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I place everything into your hands tonight. I place everyone into your hands, oh, tonight, oh, God. I will continue to look to you for the strength to continue to run. Father, in the name of Jesus, have thine own sweet and way tonight as we leave the rest into your hands. And we tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless the name of Jesus. So as I hand over to our leaders, as I hand over running, I'm running, I'm running. My running days will soon be over. I'm running. I wanna make it in a hurry. Just wanna make it on the other side. The Lord bless your saints as we keep running. Over to you.
Hallelujah.
To oh, bless the Lord.
Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus tonight, brethren. My heart, hallelujah, is so grateful to Sister Shernet for blessing us, first of all, with her presence.
Hallelujah.
And for the effort in trying to lead the devotions for us tonight. Sister Shernet is in Jamaica, and there are so many challenges.
Yes.
And she is without power. And, you know, some people would have said, I don't have any light. But because she's running the Christian race tonight, hallelujah,
oh, Jesus.
She put every effort. And so I bless the Lord for her. And I pray that Holy God will rest his hand upon you tonight, Sister Shernet. And we declare
yes.
In the name of Jesus that you will receive the power, my God, soon. The light will soon be there, hallelujah, so that you can, the restoration process is actually going on now, and God
Amen.
Is in it, and I'm sure you will soon be comfortable with your
Amen.
Light, with the light, with the power, with everything that you're missing out on right now, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the Lord, saints.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for Thursday nights when we can gather with the saints, you know, to share, to fellowship, to worship the Lord. And tonight we bless his name for the privilege that we can come together to share his word with each other. My God. Ain't God awesome? Can we just worship him tonight? Just release
Amen.
Your mic and just send up a praise.
Hallelujah.
Those who can, just release your mic right now and let us
Jesus,
glorify the
Jesus.
Lord together. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 We bless you in mighty name.
Only
you are the
rock.
Only you are Jesus.
You
are
excellent in all that
you
do. Hallelujah. We worship you,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Unto your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Jesus, you are God, and there is none like unto you. Hallelujah. We praise you.
Hallelujah.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. And so we praise the name of Jesus tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
And so let me welcome each of the saints here tonight. Welcome to those who are visiting for the first time or first time visitors. Do we have any among us tonight? Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all. We thank the Lord for this privilege that is given to us. And tonight we are here to delve in his word. We are here to be focusing on two significant figures of the Bible. May the Holy Spirit lead us as we surrender ourselves to him, seeking clarity, seeking his direction, seeking his guidance, hallelujah, as we share the word of God together. Let us pray. Holy God, we bless your name. We thank you that indeed you are God. Father, we thank you for the word of God, which is the Bible. And as your people are gathered here, my God, to delve into that word, God, I pray, hallelujah, that even as we are focused on your word, that you will be glorified. Father, we thank you for the knowledge that will be imparted unto each of us. And my God, even as that is knowledge is being shared among us, hallelujah, I pray, God, that we will hold it in our hearts, that you will write your words on the table of our hearts, Almighty God. So when, God Almighty, situations arises, we can regurgitate on those words and we can feast upon it. Oh God, open our minds, open our hearts, open our spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open the channels of our spirit tonight as we surrender ourselves before you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And so we're here tonight to look at the first Adam and the second and last Adam. Before we actually go in, I would love to have two readers tonight. Hallelujah. One will be reading from Romans 15, verse 14 to 21. Romans 15, 14 to 21. And Corinthians 15. Sorry, that's Romans 5. I'm sorry, Romans 5, I'm sorry. 14 to 21 and Corinthians 15, 45 to 47. Now, we were given some assignment last week and we were asked to find out about the first Adam and the second Adam. And we are here tonight to share. So I just want to ask, who is the first Adam? Anyone can answer. The first Adam?
Eve's husband.
Amen. That's Eve's husband. Any other answer?
The original man created by God according to Genesis 1 verse 2-5.
So the original, which means the very first man created by God. He was Eve's husband. Amen. Anything else? Anybody else? The first Adam in the Bible, according to Genesis 1. Thank you.
The first man who disobeyed God.
Amen.
us up to sin.
Amen.
That's it.
The first man to become disobedient to God and cause us to be living in sin. Amen. Anybody else? All right. So who is the second Adam, the second or last Adam? Anybody want to share? All right, let us find out. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17 reads, "And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes," hallelujah, hallelujah, "and a tree to be desired to make one wise, and she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." The curse is pronounced. And so our sub-theme tonight is breaking the curse, embracing the promise. So the theme is the first and second Adam, and the sub-theme, breaking the curse, embracing the promise. Now I would like for you to hold those two scriptures close to your heart. The curse begins with the man. His disobedience brought sin, death, separation from God, and a fallen nature in the world. Romans 5 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Through the action of this man, humanity inherited a condition of sinfulness and brokenness." My God. Hallelujah. Because of this man, disobedience, the entire humanity becomes hereditary to sinfulness and brokenness. Now, this sinfulness and brokenness is often called the Adamic curse. And it includes spiritual death, physical death, broken fellowship with God, and a world marked by pain, toil, and corruption. The day you eat of it, death becomes compulsory. And even though Adam lived to be 930 years in the physical, the very moment he took of the fruit and eat, immediately he experienced spiritual death and become alienated from God, as evidenced in them hiding from God. So you remember that because they have sinned, or you would have known, because they have sinned, hallelujah, they hid them. That's it. Adam and his wife would have hid themselves from God. Hallelujah. Now, this is not a condition that could be removed by a human effort. God, in his agape, unconditional, all-powerful love, gave up his only begotten son with a promise. Hallelujah, that where the action of mankind warrants death as payment. If mankind only believe in his son Jesus Christ, we will not perish, but we will inherit eternal life. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 clearly sum this up for us. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Jesus steps into the curse and took sin upon himself for us. Hallelujah. "For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin," according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, "that he may be made the righteousness, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him." Christ became the substitute for us, taking the penalty. He absorbed the consequences of Adam's rebellion so we could receive the blessings that Adam forfeited. What a God! What a God!
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Romans 5, verse 19 also says, "For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." We're talking about first and second Adam here. Corinthians 15, 22 says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." So through Christ, we can now embrace the promise. Our sub-theme, the curse which Adam break, and we are now at embracing the promise. So we can now embrace the promise. And this promise includes restored relationship with Christ, freedom from the dominion of sin, a new identity in Christ, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us, and the hope of resurrection and eternal life with Jesus Christ. Are you with me? And
Amen,
so the
amen.
first and the second are last Adam. We say second or last Adam because only two specific Adams are mentioned in the Bible. So you have the first one and the second, who automatically becomes the last because he's the last one that was mentioned. Now, this notion speaks to two significant, the first and second Adam, this notion speaks to two significant men in the Word of God. It is a reflection of the whole plan of salvation. The first Adam is the first of humanity created by God. Thank you, sister. Through his act of disobedience, sin was introduced to the world and become heredity to humanity. This Adam, introduced in the creation story, found in Genesis 1 and 2, and his fall is found in Genesis chapter 3. He was created on the sixth day of creation directly by God. The first and only man to come to life without an earthly father. My God. He was put in charge of the earth and given dominion over it to care for it, according to Genesis 1:26. And it reads, "And God said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man, the first Adam, became a living soul." Genesis 2:7. Now, at this point, Adam knew no sin. You can imagine, my God, what it must have been like to be the only man. Hallelujah. My God. You can imagine what it must have been like to be the first and only person on earth. Can you imagine? No
My
childhood,
God,
no
my
family,
God.
no friends, no other human being, but God. But God, he saw that he was lonely and made for him a helpmate, Eve, his wife. At first, their relationship was completely innocent and an open oneness without a hint of shame. My God, we can imagine that one of the first conversations Adam would have shared with his delighted new wife would have been about the rules of the garden. Amen. How God had given him access to all of its creation and all the wonderful things in the garden, but not to eat from one particular tree. Hallelujah. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so when the serpent presents itself, hallelujah, when the serpent would have presented himself to Eve, hallelujah, and used deception on her to challenge God's command according to Genesis chapter 3, Eve already knew that the tree's fruits was not to be eaten. However, she decided to eat that forbidden fruit. Then she offered some to Adam, who went ahead and ate. Now, in that moment of small rebellion, something large, beautiful, and free was shattered. God's perfect creation, man, hallelujah, was separated from God by his desire to act in disobedience to him. God already had a plan, though. He had a plan in motion to overcome the effects of this sinful action. The entire Bible is a story of how that plan unfolds. So from Genesis to Revelation, hallelujah, includes God's plan for mankind to overcome sin. So this plan ultimately lead to God's own visit to earth through his son, Jesus Christ. His sinless life and death carry an offering of forgiveness of sin to all who will receive it. The second or last Adam represents a new beginning and redemption for humanity. He came as God's solution to human sin, bringing salvation, hallelujah, and life eternally. St. John 3:16 speaks to this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, for as in Adam, all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Anybody recognize who the second Adam might have been by now?
Jesus.
Yes, Elder. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus, our Lord. Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, our Defender. Jesus, our everything. The I am that I am of our lives. Now what the first Adam lost through disobedience, the second Adam restored through his obedience. If we could look for a brief moment at Romans chapter 5, we will see clearly that Jesus Christ is indeed the second and last Adam. And so at this point, I'm going to ask my first reader to be reading for us Romans chapter 5, verse 14 to 21.
Romans. All right. Go ahead, Sister Camille.
It's all right, Deacon. Go ahead.
All right, Romans 5, 14 to 21. Nevertheless, death reigneth from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift For if through the offense of one many may be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered, and the offense might abound. Sorry, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That is, sin that reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. 21st.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Deacon. The word of God speaks tonight. My God. It says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's. So death reigned over everyone, even if you did not sin as Adam did. And it says, who is the figure of him that was to come? So it says Adam was the figure of him that was to come. But the one that was to come would not come as the offense. Adam came as the offense. Adam committed the offense. But this one who is to come after Adam will not come as the offense. So also is the free gift. So Adam came and tied us up in sin and death. But the one who comes after him, he does not come with an offense, but he comes with a free gift by grace. Much more the grace of God, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, had abounded unto many. So this is clearly saying to us that Jesus Christ is the second Adam. What this text is saying to us is that Adam is a type. He is the counterpart of Jesus Christ. Just as he was a representative of created humanity, so Christ is a representative of the new spiritual humanity. We were all born into Adam's physical family. Every one of us, none of us exempted. The family line that leads to death as a heritage. Jesus, however, hallelujah, has traded his righteousness for our sin and offers us the opportunity to be born into his spiritual family. So while it is hereditary that sin be passed down from Adam's family to humanity, Jesus offers. He offers. So it becomes compulsory for us to become sinners through Adam, but Jesus offers salvation. Hallelujah. So it is our choice whether we choose salvation or we choose to stay in sin, but Jesus offers salvation. Let us look at 1 Corinthians 15, 45 to 47, where Jesus was specifically called Adam. Hallelujah. Can we have that reader now?
1 Corinthians 15, 45 to 47.
Thank you, sis.
And it
Yes.
reads, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. 47 and last. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. This is the word of the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sure it is clear to all of us that the second Adam, hallelujah, is Jesus Christ. The first Adam was made in the natural. Then the second Adam came in the spiritual. Amen. And since
Amen.
We have learned to differentiate the two Adams, let us look at the contrast between these two people. The first Adam brought sin into the world, causing humanity to become hereditary and to be collecting wages for sin, which is death. The second Adam offers redemption through salvation and the free gift of eternal life by paying the sacrifice. Romans 6:23 says, where sin abound, through the first Adam, grace much more abound through the second Adam, that as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness. So Christ, the second Adam, offers righteousness for sin. The first Adam produces destruction for mankind, which separates us from God. The second Adam, Jesus, produces restoration and unity with Christ through his death on the cross. The first Adam is of the natural, which came first, who would have come through creation. The second Adam is of the spiritual, who came in the flesh after the first Adam through. How was that Adam born? Anybody want to volunteer?
Through the Virgin Mary.
Amen. He came to mankind through a virgin birth. Now, we're the first Adam. The first Adam is of the earth, as Sister Camille read earlier, earthy. He was made from the dust of the earth. The second Adam is of the Lord from heaven. St. John 3 and verse 13 says, no one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. So Jesus has descended from heaven and has gone back to heaven. As is the earthy, also are those who are earthy. And as the heavenly, also are those who are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. The first Adam brought condemnation. The second Adam brought righteousness and the free gift of justification. As by the first Adam's disobedience, many were made sinners, so too by the second Adam's obedience, many shall be made righteous unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now the first Adam action creates an offense which brought about chaos into the world. The second Adam action provides grace, which is God unmerited favor. Without grace, we would not exist. My God, it is his grace that he renews every day that keeps us. So we continue. Sin explains humanity falling state through Adam's disobedience. Salvation offers restoration through the obedience of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Where Adam sinned for us, Christ died for us. The first Adam is the head of the old man, this physical man. He's the head of the old man, all humanity. Second Adam is the head of the new creation of humanity. We all begin in the first Adam and acquire his sinful nature. But by faith, we can be in Christ, the second Adam, who offers a new start and a new identity. Are we this moment living in the old Adamic nature? My God, are we transformed to a new life in Christ? There are instances when both Adam was presented with the same condition, but had contrasting reactions. And we just want to look at those. So they were both offered intimacy with God. First, Adam knew God intimately. He walked with him in the Garden of Eden. The first Adam is the son of God, according to Luke 3:38. The second Adam also knew God intimately. He walked with him in heaven. He is the only begotten son of God. They both sinless nature. Amen. Adam was created in a sinless nature. When he was firstly created, he knew no sin. And he could have lived forever in that state. My God. He could have lived forever in the sinless nature. He, however, sinned and brought death upon himself. Christ could have lived forever when he became flesh, when he walked among us. He could have lived forever. He knew no sin, but gave his life for ours. So while first Adam achieved death up by himself, Christ, he knew no sin. He was not worthy of death. But because of his agape love for us, he died so that we may live. The tree, they were both faced with a tree. Adam had access to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Jesus is the tree of life. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the tree. This is what he's saying. I am the tree, and my Father takes care of it. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth, he nourishes, that it may bring forth more fruit. So while the first Adam tasted death from a tree, second Adam tasted death on the tree. So these are two things that they both face on the tree. They both possess a bride. First Adam gained a bride when God opened his side. Amen. So he opened the side and he took a rib from it and created him a companion, Eve, his wife. The second Adam gained a bride when he was pierced in the side. Remember, he was pierced in the side on the cross. So he gained a bride, which is the church. Isaiah 54, verse 5. Now they both possessed the image of God. Adam was made in the likeness of the image of God. Genesis 1, 26. Christ is the image of the invisible God. Hebrews 1, verse 3. Life. The first Adam who had life traded it for death, as we all know by now, and thereby gave us death. The second Adam, who is the source of life, gave his own life to give us life. Covering. When Adam sinned, God killed an animal that he had called good. Remember that to each of God's creation, he looked and see that it was good. So this animal that he had created, he had called it good, but he killed it in order to cover Adam after he had eaten from the tree of knowledge and realized that he was naked. You can look at this at Genesis 3, verse 21. On the other hand, Jesus died for us to cover our sins with his righteousness. So he covers us with his righteousness. Isaiah 61, verse 10. Yes, Sister Camille, I've seen your hand. You can go ahead.
Yes, the Lord. Good night again, everyone. So, Elder, I had done my homework and I just wanted to share because based on what you just touched, it kind of tied in with what I had. Because you mentioned the blood that covered Adam. The animal that was good that was killed in order to cover Adam's sin. And so what I had found is that, yes, we know because you had stated that the first Adam opened the door to sin. And because of that, there was an old covenant that was formed. And this meant that only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, once a year, offering or, you know, sacrificing the blood of animals to atone for the sins of people. So that would have been the first Adam, right? Because of his nature, tying in with what you said. And so through the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ, and his perfect blood that was shed, because of him, we now have the privilege to enter into God's presence freely without having to wait for, you know, the yearly ritual to come back around for us, you know, for the priest to kill the animal and atone for our sins. You know, we have the privilege and the opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace at any moment we feel we need to, you know, knowing that we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And when we go, we are welcomed into fellowship with God the Father. I just wanted to add my homework because it tied in with where you were.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Camille. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now they were both faced with temptation. Anybody want to share on any of the temptation that either of the Adam faced at this point? All right. Adam was tempted. The first Adam was tempted by the fruit of the tree of knowledge and evil given to him by his wife, who was tempted by the devil and yielded to that temptation by eating the fruit. Jesus, he was tempted three times by the devil, by the serpent. He yielded not at any of those times. But the one I want to look at tonight is that after 40 days of fasting, he was hungry and was tempted by the devil to turn stone into bread, but he yielded not to that temptation. So while the first Adam was tempted with food and yielded, the second Adam was tempted with food also, but did not yield. The psalmist said, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. And each time you are tempted and you overcome that temptation, it's a victory for you. My God. So the first Adam yielded to that temptation. The second Adam did not yield. Now sweat, the word sweat. First Adam went out of the garden with sweat because he was given a command by God. He said, by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. So he had to work hard and sweat in order to eat. The second Adam, how did the second Adam, what does the Bible say about sweat with the second Adam? Nobody?
Turn
into blood.
Prayed.
Amen.
Prayed until his sweat becomes like drops of blood.
Yes.
In the garden.
Yes. So the first Adam in the Garden of Eden was commanded by God that by the sweat of his brow, he shall eat bread. But the second Adam in the Garden of Gethsemane sweated great drops of blood. My Jesus prayed until his sweat became blood. My God. Now, another situation that they were both faced with is pain and suffering. Anybody want to share in this regard? So the first Adam was faced with pain and suffering, and the second Adam was also faced with pain and suffering. Anybody want to share how they suffered? All
I
right.
am not sure. I'm not sure, but I want to try.
Go ahead, sis.
So, the first Adam experienced emotional pain when his son Cain killed Abel. Jesus, the second Adam, Jesus, he also experienced both physical and emotional pain. His heart hurt, hate for the people, you know. When we experience our earthly grief and pain, and he also experienced a physical pain when they slapped him, he was bruised, and they mocked him and pierced him and so forth.
My God, thank you, Sister Terry. You are so correct. And also, the first Adam, he pain and suffering were pronounced on him because of sin. The second Adam, Jesus, took pain and suffering on himself because of his obedience in going to the cross. He went through, as Sister Terry shared earlier, so much agony and pain, nails, thorns, burden of the cross. He was whipped not only one time. Hallelujah. How many times was Jesus whipped while he carried the cross? Anybody want to share?
Was it 39?
Yes. Thank you, Deacon Scott. He was whipped 39 times. And Deacon Scott, just share with us why he was whipped 39 times, the significance of the beating.
I would, as Sister Terry said, I would try attempting that because I know it's deeper than I could ever imagine,
Yes.
but I think one study shows that there are 39 different categories of sickness that is on this earth, and each of those stripes, each of those beating that he bears, those stripes would represent one of the sickness. So each time the Roman soldiers whip his back, it's one of our sickness being driven away. By his stripes we are healed.
Amen. We bless the Lord. Thank you, Deacon. And as the songwriter say, oh, what an agony. Oh, what a pain. It says, with what anguish and pain Jesus went to the cross, and he carries our sins with him there. It was not just contained to what we discuss here, but he fell with the cross. It was just so much. A crown of thorn was placed upon his head. My God, what an agony, what a pain. Praise God. And so the next point that we want to look at tonight, and I think it may be the last point that they both were faced with the same situation, is nakedness.
Elder, sorry, before you go into that, can you backtrack? I have a question. I put it in the chat. When you were referring to the pain that and suffering, the question I asked is that where it was shared that women would bear pain and men would face hardships or would experience suffering based on what you were
That
talking about
would be the pain and suffering for the first Adam.
for the first Adam I was referring to.
Yes, in Genesis, where they, I think it is in Genesis, when they had sin. When they had sin, and at the same time when Adam was when God pronounced on Adam that he would have to work by the sweat of his brow, he should eat bread. When God found out that they had eat of the fruit of the tree, that was the time when all of those would come to them, the pain and the suffering. The woman would go down, would have to feel pain in childbearing, and the man will have to work very hard all of his life. Amen. We bless the Lord.
Amen.
Any other question? Anybody else want to share? And so we're going to look at nakedness. Adam knew nakedness because he was rebellious against God and ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. And so after he ate, he realized that he was naked. Jesus hung on the cross in nakedness because of his perfect submission to God, his Father. Hallelujah. Amen. So where one Adam lost, the second Adam regained. And this is so wide. I encourage us to dig into the word of God for ourselves and see there's a lot that the Bible has to say about these two men. So where one Adam lost, the second Adam regained everything. First Adam fall began the story of re the first Adam fall began the story of redemption. The second Adam's victory completed it. And because of that, you and I can safely say tonight, perfect submission, all is at rest. We are resting in the fact that Jesus came as the second Adam. He was submissive to his Father. My God, once a man said he left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonesome hill of Golgotha. And guess what? He knew that he was going there to die. And he knew that he did nothing at all to achieve that death. But yet, for us, he loved us with that agape kind of love that he was willing to go to the cross for us. And all we have to do in return is to receive the good news of salvation, submit, surrender to God, my God. That is all we need to do. And then when we do that, we will be paid. Not death that the first Adam brought as wages for us, but eternal life as the second Adam would have offered to us. And so, as we close, it would be fitting of me to share an observation that I made before I close. The second Adam, I think the second Adam, or let me rephrase it, I realized that the second Adam was present and played an integral role in the creation of the first Adam. Amen. Anybody agree with me?
Amen. Amen. Let
Yeah.
us.
Amen. So for those of
Amen.
us who are saying, what are you saying, Elder? So God, in his glorious work of creation, would have created the entire world in 6 days. The word of God tells us that he created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. Amen. Genesis chapter 1 tells us that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, but the earth was without form or void, meaning it had no order and was very chaotic, and there was darkness on the face of the deep. So he created. This is how it goes. God created. So on day one, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And he called the light day and the darkness night. Day two, he said, let there be a firmament separating the waters above from the waters below. So he made sky. Let the waters under the heaven, that's the third day, be gathered together and called the dry land earth and the waters sea. On the fourth day, he said, let there be, and the sun and the moon and the stars and all that is in the heavens were created. On day five, he still continued to speak. He said, he speak and let the birds and the creatures of the sea be created. So in this For these 5 days, we would have seen that God spoke. He said, "Let there be," and there was. But on the sixth day, there was a shift, because the word of God says in verse 25 of Genesis chapter 1 that God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. Then in verse 26, he said, "Let us make man in our own image after our likeness." He said, "Let us." Amen. Who do you think God was talking to at that time? Anybody?
Jesus.
Jesus and the Holy Spirit, all three.
Jesus. Yes, Sister Camille, and the Holy Spirit. I do believe he
Which is
was
Jesus
speaking.
Christ, as all, they were three in one, so they were all there at the
Oh, no, don't close the page.
and the first Adam, even though he was the he became the second Adam, he was there and he made the first Adam. Thank you.
Amen. We bless the Lord. Sister Nadine, clearly explain it so we can see that Jesus was present. Now let's see what the Bible has to say about this. St. John chapter 1 and the very first three verses tell us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. So the entire chapter points us to Jesus being present at the creation. However, we have looked at the very first three verses. And I would also like to look at verses 14 to 17. So after those three verses would have explained to us that in the beginning, the Word was present, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. Verse 14 tells us that, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Who could it be but Jesus? "And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, 'This was he of whom I speak, that cometh after me. He is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And of his fullness have all we received the grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus." Hallelujah. I think I want to read that again. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, 'This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.'" And at this point, I was hoping that someone would have, at this point, let me give others an opportunity who had done their research and want to share. And let me see if this would come out. What I'm looking for will come out in your arguments. Anyone? Nobody? Amen. So even though Christ would have been present at the creation of Adam, the first Adam, The word of God says, so the physical came first, and then after that, the spiritual. So Christ, who had been there at the beginning, he allows Adam, the physical, to come first, and then he would have come from the spiritual, put on mortal flesh, and walk among us. What a God! What a God! And so tonight, we serve the second Adam, because the first Adam, he died at 930 years physically, but Jesus lives. He lives forever. And if we,
Amen.
hallelujah, surrender to him and live by his word and serve him wholeheartedly, then we will share that eternal life with him. And so, as I close, I just want to say to someone tonight, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed? Sister Camille mentioned blood. But are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Hallelujah. Tonight, I encourage us who have not yet been washed in that blood to lay aside the garment that is stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we all say amen and
Amen,
amen.
amen,
Praise the Lord.
amen, amen. Beautiful
Hallelujah.
elder, beautiful,
Amen.
beautiful,
Praise Jesus.
beautiful. In the
Hallelujah.
name
Praise
of Jesus.
God. Amen. So
Hallelujah.
is there any question or anything that's still giving us an opportunity to share? If not, I hand over to Sister.
Yes, Elder.
Yes.
I've learned so much from this study tonight. You
Praise
know, it
God.
has so much have jumped out at me, and it only goes to show, you know, how much we don't know, you know, because I never look at it so in depth, and you have really enlightened me and stuff. And I did to be honest, I didn't go the research that you said we should have done. I didn't started it. It then just came upon me so sudden. So I didn't have anything to compare it with, but I know that this that you have presented tonight, I've taken some jottings and stuff, and I know it's gonna go a far way. Thank you so much for this presentation, Elder.
We
Praise the
bless
Lord.
the name of Jesus, Nathan.
Yes, praise the Lord. And also, Elder,
Yes.
is that 2 points. I looked at a point for myself. I looked at temptation where Adam, it was Eve, but Adam was tempted
Yes.
of the devil in the garden, and to eat because of the lust of the eye, so that he could eat. I looked at where the devil himself attempted Jesus after he came out of the wilderness of the 40 days fasted, you know,
Yes.
telling him to turn this stone to make bread. So I look at the I, that that's what I was looking at for my presentation. But however,
Interesting.
what jumped out at me, all of it was good for me. But what really stuck in my mind just now is that when you talk about St. John 1, verse 1, in the beginning. Now you're
Yes.
talking about God. He was there in the beginning. He was God.
Amen.
He was the Word. He was there. A lot of people would have a controversy with this verse because they would not understand how one man can be this person and that person and in that person. So that comes out at me, and I'm really meditating on it to see that God Himself is three in one, really three in one, and He can be here, there, and everywhere at the same time. God bless you, Elder. Well
Praise
presented,
God.
and I have learned, and also I am chewing on it. Praise
We
God.
bless the
Thank
Lord.
you.
We bless the Lord. Thank you for that point, Sister Nadine. And because they are three in one, we also believe tonight that even as Jesus was at the creation with God, we believe that the Holy Spirit was there as well. And we believe that God and the Holy Spirit was on the cross with Jesus. And we believe that they are all here with the Holy Spirit, because they are three in one. So one doesn't move without the other. We bless the Lord tonight. Praise God. Anybody else? So we bless the Lord for tonight, and I thank you for your patience, and we continue to read the word of God and to make it applicable to our lives. Praise God. Sister Terry, just before you take the mic from me, Sister Camille will be playing a song for us, and then over to you, Sister Terry.
Trusting in his grace this hour, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? What an edifying episode tonight. The Lord bless you, Elder Edward. Thank you for your time and your willingness to see the Lord and his guidance, Holy Spirit, so that you could feed us with the word. And I am sure that I am not the only one. If you have been blessed tonight, just open your mic and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
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 You know, Elder Edwards, As I listened to you, I thought about how great and mighty our God is. He does not err, no, and he never fails. And he was so strategic in the way he sent Jesus to save us, to fix the situation, the problem. And you know, as I look at it, both of them, the first Adam, the second Adam, they went through a process. And what made Jesus Christ, our second Adam, victorious was his obedience, full submission, and dependency, as well as trust in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Obedience is very, very important. From the beginning of time, we see that. How obedience plays an integral role in us crossing over, making it on the other side. Just like how Sister Shernette opened tonight and said, we must run this spiritual race because we must make it on the other side. Jesus was adamant that he was going to make it on the other side. And you know, he sent Adam and the first Adam, a helpmeet, which is the wife, you know. But Jesus didn't get a wife, but he got some disciples. Would have been carried the mandate, you know. But even though at some point he had to do it all by himself, but we just bless the Lord tonight and we thank him that he loves us despite the way we are.
My
There are
God.
moments when we read the word, he said, you know, he just couldn't stand the fact that he made us because we were so wicked, we were so full of sin. You know, at one point, one of his I think it was Moses had to ask him to repent when he said he wish he didn't make us, but he loves us so much that
My
he
God.
went ahead and he fixed it through the blood of Jesus. What
My
a
God.
mighty God we serve. And so we should
Hallelujah.
not withhold our praise. You know, Jesus really paid it all, and we owe him our life, our strength, our talents, and our gifts. Bless the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
And so we thank you one more time. Bless the Lord, Sister Shernette, and bless those who are here. And I'm gonna hand over tonight to our leader, Sister Camille, in the name of Jesus. Sister Camille, are you ready?
Bless the Lord. Yes, sis.
The Lord.
Bless the Lord. Thank you so much. I greet you, brethren. I greet you well in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus. God bless you. Can you hear me,
Blessings,
brethren?
sister.
Bless the
Praise
Lord.
God.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God. Bless
Yes,
the
man,
Lord.
we're to be lively, you know, because of second Adam tonight, we can be lively. Amen. Because we're not looking to eternal
Yes.
damnation. We're looking to eternal life. Amen. And that happened because of second Adam, as Elder would have presented. Amen. And so, because of that, even if we are not feeling our best, even if we're not in the best of situations, even if we are, knocked backed up against the wall, we can shout a hallelujah because there is hope. Even if we don't have light,
Amen.
even if we don't have internet. Amen. Even if things don't
Amen.
align the way that we want it to do, you know what we have? We have a four-letter word. It's called hope, and it was given to us by
Jesus.
second Adam. And tonight we just want to celebrate him. We want to honor him. We want to exalt his name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. I want to use this opportunity to first of all thank Sister Shernette. In her absence, I think she came off, and we understand with her given circumstances. Want to thank her for sharing with us that we should continue to run, because sometimes it's really not easy. And sometimes you just feel like you'd have just stop. But as I always say, I'm not roll over and play dead, regardless of what the enemy comes with, I'm going to keep running. Amen. Bless
Amen.
the Lord. I want to also extend thank you to Elder Edwards, who led us tonight, who would have prepared, and spent time in the presence of the Lord and came and just shared, hallelujah, tonight what the Lord would have laid on her heart. And certainly I'm edified. When I hear her talk, some of the things that I say about it, I never thought about that. There are so many things people have got that we take for granted. And until, the Holy Spirit really reveals it to us through somebody or, just through his presence, that's when we really realize. And so we can't act entitled anymore.
Amen. We have to know where that attitude of gratitude, where gratefulness in our hearts, not just from our lips, but from our hearts, because of the sacrifices that Jesus would have made that we may experience eternal life. One man, first Adam, come and he mess up everything, you know. My God. And as Sister
Jesus,
Terry would
come
have
and
said,
fix it.
Jesus, as Sister Terry would have said, you know, God is so strategic, you know, because piggy banking on what Elder had said, they were all there. The Godhead three in one was there from the beginning. And if they're all knowing, so they knew that when they make first Adam, they knew Sema go mess up. And then the plan was all laid out. And he still allowed it to unfold. You know, and when it happened, he sent Jesus the remedy for our situations. Amen. And so I'm just excited tonight. I'm excited to know that God saw me. Little Camille, Sister Chantelle, would I say, look at all me, right on at the highly cultivated parts of Manchester, Jamaica. Look at me, you know? Look at me. God saw and would have allowed Jesus to die so that persons like me, persons like you, can experience life and life more abundantly. It's really a privilege, and we want to continue to celebrate Jesus. God bless you, Elder. May God continue to unfold you and to pour upon you all of that which you have poured out. May He anoint you and empower you for continued service in
In
Jesus'
Jesus' name,
name. Amen.
hallelujah.
Praise God. And so, with that, and with the presentation, and with all that we would have learned tonight, and we learned about, you know, the eternal life that we have a choice at experiencing. The woman of God said it's a choice. We have to choose it. You know, when you go out and you see a black pants and a blue pants and you want one, you have to choose the one that you want, right? And so it's a choice. Are we choosing to experience eternal life? Are we choosing tonight to end up in hellfire, burning? It's a choice. And so I encourage you and I urge you, examine yourself, examine your hearts. And if you have not yet made that decision to serve the Lord, I encourage you to do so tonight. Tonight is the night of salvation, one that is a night that we've never seen before, we'll never see again. We don't know what will happen after we leave this platform. Amen. And so we want to make sure that in the event that anything does happen, our souls are safe. You know, we carry umbrella in our bag in the event that rain fall. Some of us, all when the sun hot and all when no rain or fall, the umbrella still in our bag. We are prepared. Amen. And so I urge you, let us prepare our hearts, let us prepare our souls. Amen. For the return of Jesus, let us prepare our souls for whatever is to happen, so that if we don't make it, God forbid, then we will make it into heaven just the same. We tend to think that we have time, but sometimes we really don't. And we really don't know. Satara would have shared earlier, 6 months ago, she lost her mom. And so many persons who were at that funeral would have died since then. You know? And it's not a joke. We don't know. And so I urge you, if you're not a Christian, if you are unsaved tonight, let us choose eternal life. Amen. I invite you to indicate to us so that we can be praying with you. We can provide support for you because it's easier when we have persons who are, you know, praying with us and supporting us as we run this life journey. So if you have not made that public declaration and you want to do so tonight, please indicate to us. Put it in the chat. Unmute your mic and say it. Send a message to somebody. Let us know and let us be praying for you. Is there such a one tonight? Praise God. We want to continue, saints, to pray for those who are unsaved. Amen. We want to continue to pray for them that they will surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. And so, with that, is there a testimony online tonight? Anybody want to talk about what second Adam would have allowed to happen in their lives? Anybody want to
Hallelujah.
cheer? Praise God. Go
Hallelujah,
ahead.
hallelujah, hallelujah. Good night, everybody. I greet you in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Ouch. I hope I can concise it. All right. Recently I was I had a name change. So I wanted my state ID to reflect my name change. The first time I went there, they said that I can't have to go to the SSN office. I went there. The SSN is like, it was like just a day before for me to go back into the office because they did not send it in time. However, I called and it was just on time. God just told me to call and I called and I got it. So I went back to the DMV to get my state ID. It was okay. They changed my name. It was sent to my post box, but I did not receive it. I waited like for 3 weeks, and it should have been like 2 weeks. And when I called somebody in the like the head of the in the state office said that I need to go back to the office, being that I have some, important documents to show. It's like I was getting a bit overwhelmed, but I remember God said to me, the plan that He has for me is not to fail, but for me to prosper. And then I texted my friend and she said, delay not denied. And I came home and I just started praying and I went on fasting. And He said He will make, the crooked path straight. He will provide rivers in the desert. To go to that, to go to the office, it would be $40 to go and come. I said, God, you see how much expense I have. I don't really have any $40 to pay and go up there. I need help. And it just dawned on me. The Spirit spoke to me. Ask one of your colleagues. And I asked my colleague, and she said yes. She brought me there. And when I was in the office, yes, the ID had my name changed, but they didn't upload the documents to say that okay, my name was officially changed. And I said, God, what the enemy tend for evil, you have turned it for good. I was just there and I was just smiling. I was just worshiping God. I said, God, you'll do it again. And guess what? I don't even pay a dollar again. I said, God, he said, you will restore the years and the time that the wild locusts had eaten. I said, glory to God, restoration. This is my winning season. The devil cannot stop me because
Amen.
God is my shield,
Hallelujah.
and he's my butler. And he will continue to make the crooked path straight. So God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Yes, my sister.
Hallelujah.
Good afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God
God.
is good,
We
sis.
exalt the name of Jesus with you, my sister. That's how he is. He's a restorer. And so we celebrate God with you. God bless you, Sister Alicia. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. And so just before we go, we're going to
I want to share something, sis. Sorry to interject. I don't even know if it's a testimony. I'm not sure if I understand the process that God is taking me through now, but after waiting for several weeks for an instructional assistant in my classroom, I find this lady so interesting, this young lady. She doesn't really know Jesus. She is Roman Catholic, and all the things that she has experienced as a Christian, it's just different from what I know.
Sis, you're muted, Sister Terry.
Oh, sorry. I don't know where we are stopped, but I'm gonna just start over. So I have been waiting for an instructional assistant for several weeks, after the commencing of us the school year. And eventually I got one. And this young lady, she's very young. But she seems so interested in knowing God. She's a Roman Catholic, and the things that she shares about her life, it's really different from what I know. She doesn't want a Bible. The stories that I share with her from the Bible, she has never heard them before. But she tends to come to me to seek advice, and the things that she needs, they are so deep. She has this longing, but I know that what she needs is Jesus, because he's the only one who can give her what she needs, what she desires. And sometimes she doesn't know how to articulate them. By talking to me and having conversations, it's revealed. And she has been talking to me about her relationship challenges. And for me personally, I have been going through a lot of challenges in my own marriage. And sometimes, every time I feel like I want to quit, God is giving me a word to hold on. And today I was talking to her because she's just pouring out and she's just overwhelmed by her life, her childhood, and the way I used the things that I went through in my own marriage, the hurt, the disappointment, everything. And I used it to speak to her. She was so attentive. She was so blessed. And she was like, "You talk to me better than the therapists, And I am just giving God thanks that sometimes we don't understand the process that He's taking us through. And when life gets hard and situations get hard, we don't really want to go through it. We don't want to be tolerable. We don't want to experience the hurt and all the things, the pee and the fire. But it's for our own good because it's going to help somebody. Going to help to take many others out of their own situation. And I am so grateful to Holy God that He gives me wisdom because all these things I'm saying to her, I didn't even recognize that I was going through that process in my own life. And I know that it was the Holy Spirit. And I just give God thanks. I give Holy God thanks. I'm sure that one of these nights, I'm believing the Lord by faith, one of these Thursday nights, she's going to come on. And she's gonna surrender her life to the Lord in Jesus' name. We are claiming her by the blood of Jesus. Help me to pray for her. She's Hispanic and she's desirous of knowing Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Terry. Thank you. It's so true. I saw a video this morning. And it was just saying, what a privilege. The video says, what a privilege it is to be tired. I mean, I said, tired? You say, yes, from a job that you once begged for. What a blessing it is. It just went on and it was just highlighting some things that I hadn't paid attention to. Because you're saying you're tired, yes, but it's from a work. It's a blessing that you're tired. You're overwhelmed, but it's from growth. And as you shared, Sister Terry, sometimes you're going through and you might even question God, why am I going through? God, me can't bother. But you have now come to testify because you see why God would have brought you through it, right? So you can empower somebody else. And as you said, she's attentive. I'm sure she left feeling empowered and ready to go on. And it was because of what you would have shared, what the Holy Spirit would have allowed you to go through, equipping you for that moment in time. Amen. God bless you, sis. God bless you. Sister Tamaya, you wanted to share a
Yes.
testimony?
Yes, Sister Camila, I do.
Go
Good night,
ahead.
everybody.
Good night.
So for a while, I
Good
have
night,
been
sis.
feeling low, feeling really dry. I mean, I don't even know what's going on. And I was at work today, and Elder Edwards sent a message to me. I was working and listening, and I wanted to cry. No, I wanted to bawl and laugh at the same time. I'm there and I'm saying, God, really? Like, God told her everything that I'm dealing with. This prayer, it reached a place today, like when I say it was a struggle, I was struggling. Elder Hedrus, I just want to bless God for you because God used you today mightily. The extent to which I can't even begin to explain. That is my few words.
Praise God.
Bless
Hallelujah.
the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamaya, for
Hallelujah.
sharing. And on
Hallelujah.
that note, it's so important that when God talks to us to do something, we do it, because we don't know who is waiting, to be blessed, who is waiting to
Amen.
be delivered from our obedience. So when God tells you to do something, I don't know, makes sense, just go ahead and do it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister, what you see, you want to testify?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I saw your mic open and I asked you.
Okay.
As she was saying something about Sister Edna Edwards last week. I'm not sh remember sure about the date, but I know I was going through a lot last week. And when I wake up about 4 a.m., I saw my friend Jodian text me and she said, "Stop giving God your situation and take it back." And you know, it touched something in me because sometimes we tend to don't have as much faith. We want to take back, but you know, we want things to be done hastily, so we try to take it back. And then I was during the day, I was going through the status and I saw Elder Edward's status. And when I saw the status and what it said, tears were flowing down my face. And I was in a public space. I was at the hospital with one of the patients and I started crying, but I have to be turning my face to hide the tears, you know? And deep down, I text her and I said, you know, this reached me. And I was so glad you put up this status. And sometimes we may look at it that it doesn't mean, but sometimes the status motivates us. And I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Keep doing what you're doing, and God bless you all.
Praise God. Sister Alicia?
Thank you. Thank you. I don't want to keep you, but I can say, I think it was approximately 3 weeks ago, the Holy Spirit locate me through Brother Scott. He was praying, and at that time, I feel as if it's like I was so overwhelmed. I was so tired. I was so stressed. Anxiety was like just knocking me down. But he was praying and he located me. The Holy Spirit located me through him. And I am thankful that he was obedient because as he started to pray, he just started to talk to me. And it was just like it wasn't loud, it was just calm. And let me tell you, I am so thankful, Brother Scott, because when you prayed for me, when you locate me, when you were obedient to the Holy Spirit, it put a shift in my life. It put a shift in me. And just to continue to tell me that, guess what? God is my shield and he's my butler. And he's always. I was listening to something and he said, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And I was going through so much. It's like I wanted to pray. I couldn't pray. It seems as if I was like just falling to the floor. But when you said it, when you locate me, when the Holy Spirit locate me through you, it just lifts me up. And I continue to praise God for this movement, this prayer portal, and for us to continue to to united in Christ. Yes, we fail, we fall, but we'll never stay down. To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing all of us. And so, with that, we're about to close. And so, I just invite us, each of us, once you are able to, we're going to lift up the woman of God who presented tonight to the Lord. And as we close, we're just going to lift up the ministry, Prayer Portal Heaven Ministries International, in prayer as we pray that closing prayer as well. Join us if you are able to. Just unmute and let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Divine God, Almighty Father, Lord, we
Hallelujah.
come before you tonight.
Father, bless your name,
We thank you for
Jesus.
who you
Father,
are.
we worship
We thank you for
you.
your glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory
you
to
for
your
your
name,
name,
mighty
Almighty
God.
God.
Father,
That
you
is,
are
we
the
bless
Alpha
you
and the Omega.
tonight. And Lord
Father,
Jesus
God,
Christ, God,
we
we
glorify you.
thank
Thank you,
you,
Father,
for
for
all that you
your
are
time.
to us. Thank you that
Father,
you are
God, we
all that
thank
you
you,
will ever
God, for your
be.
guardian
I
mercy.
am that I am.
Father,
So thank you tonight, Father God, that your
Hallelujah.
Holy
Father God,
Spirit
we
is
thank
all
you, Lord God,
over
that
you.
all your
Great
guardian
are
angels are
you to
working
be
for us. Father, God,
praised.
pray tonight,
You
Lord
are
God, that it
highly
doesn't matter how
exalted.
it
We
was
continue
done.
to surrender
Hallelujah,
ourselves
Father,
unto
that
you,
your
your
servant,
servant,
Father, that
your
one
daughter,
who
for
you
a
continue
time
to
like
glorify,
this,
Lord,
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 yes,
God,
Lord,
that
God,
your
I
angels
thank you for the
your
word
marvelous
of
light.
God.
And as I
Your
pray,
presence
Lord,
among
God,
us,
we
Lord,
thank you
yes,
once
Lord,
more.
God,
I
to
pray,
visit
Lord, presence of the Lord
tarish on earth. But I might have because the presence of the Lord here.
Jesus Christ, Adam would have made for us. We pray that as we depart
that
one
keep
from
and protect
another, that your
continue to
Holy
rest your
Spirit will
hand
not
upon our
depart from us,
ministry
but your
and help
Holy
us,
Spirit
Almighty
and His
God,
presence,
to
Lord, will
yearn
hold
after
us,
you,
will rest
to
in our
God
homes,
Almighty,
will
yearn
rest in
after a
our hearts
closer
and our minds,
relationship
in
with
the
you,
name
so
of
that you can
Jesus Christ.
use
And
us
even as
as
we
an
go to
oracle of
bed and go
thine.
to work
Thank you, Almighty
tomorrow,
God,
we
for
will
this
feel a
word.
renewing,
But, Almighty God
of
of
our
hearts,
minds, a
we give you
renewing of our
thanks
hearts, a
tonight in
renewing of
Jesus'
our
name.
spirits through the power of the Holy Spirit. Be with us, mighty God, as we give you thanks. Bless each person that would have joined us on the platform tonight, and continue, Lord Jesus, to use us to be a blessing to those around us, ascribing all honor and glory and praise unto you, because you deserve it. We give you thanks tonight in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit. And we all join together and say, Amen.
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 Praise God. God
Amen.
bless you, brethren.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And as we get ready to go, just greet somebody as you go. Thank you for joining us. I see a Charles online. It's good to have you with us,
Thank you.
Charles.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless the
Oh,
Lord. And we.
hold on, Sister Camille. Is that Elder Charles from Manning's Hill?
Yes, sister, you
Oh
ready? You
my
can
God,
address the spirit.
the Lord. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Praise
Thank you.
God.
Thank you.
Praise God. Good to have you.
Bless the Lord, and brother
Praise the
Elder
Lord,
Charles,
everybody.
rather. Please join us next. Please join us on Saturday if you are led, and on Thursdays, as we continue to worship the Lord. Amen. But it was an
Oh,
absolute pleasure having you
bless you.
tonight. Amen.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. We
Thank
thank the
you.
Lord for
We
you.
bless the Lord.
Praise
Bless
God.
you. Hallelujah. Praise
Um,
God.
join us on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Faith Defender Bible Study Ministries. We
Okay.
continue to look at Corinthians, people of God. And so just join us. It's an hour long, but it's an hour packed with, fruitfulness. Amen. There's so much to share, so much
Amen.
to learn. So join us, and they start directly at 8. So if you're, let us be on time. Amen. Let us exercise
Okay.
that spiritual discipline in being punctual in Jesus' name. God bless you
Amen.
as you go in Jesus' name. Yes, for next week, let me just say this. Next Thursday, we will not be on. Next week, Thursday, we'll be celebrate with, people in the state celebrate Thanksgiving. And
Thanksgiving.
so we just want to use that time to just spend time with our families in the presence of the Lord, giving God thanks. Amen. So we will not meet physically on the platform, but we will be united with our families, and we will be praying. So we will be on one accord in the spirit. Amen.
In Jesus' name,
Amen. So
amen.
spread it, tell others, but the week after, we will definitely be back. But for next week, we won't be on. Amen. But this
Amen.
Saturday coming, we're going to be on for Bible studies. All right. God bless
Thank
you.
you,
Greet somebody
God.
as you go. God bless you.
Bless the Lord,
Sister
everybody.
Tanya,
Good
the
night,
joy of
everyone.
the Lord is
Amen.
your
Story.
strength.
Bless
In
the Lord,
Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister
everyone.
Shem.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving when it
Amen.
comes. Be thankful. God bless you,
Amen.
everyone.
Bless
Have
the
a great night.
Chantel. God
Bless
bless you, woman
you,
of
Sister
God.
Chantel.
God bless you, Elder. God
Sister
bless you, Sister
Nicole. God
Camille.
bless
God bless you, Sister
God
Chantel.
bless you.
God bless your brother
Bless the
Frank.
Lord.
Sister
Bless
Bless
you,
the Lord.
my sister.
Praise God.
Oh, it's brother Frank.
Yes, I hope you were
Yeah.
blessed. Bless you, brother Frank. Praise
Bless
God.
up, bless up, bless up.
Praise God. Sister
Praise
Tamaya, God
God.
bless you. Brother
Thank you,
King,
Brother King.
God bless you. Sister Camila, Sister Julie, God bless you.
Sister Dee
God
Bright,
bless you,
God bless
everyone. Have
you.
a good
Sister
night.
Nicole,
Bless you,
God
Sister
bless you, woman of
Tamoya.
God. Praise God. Sister Dee
Chinsa,
Bright.
God bless you, my sister.
Praise
All right,
God.
have a good night,
Bless
everyone.
you. Bless
Bless you,
Praise
Sister
God.
Bright. Praise God.
Yes.